Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And welcome to Monday's News and Reviews. My name is Wayne Bernard with Virgil Sprague. I said, Roast the Hood. And I tell you what, it was a scorching 92 degrees up here. And I tell you, we're going to get into the news and everything here in a little bit. But hey, Virgil, hey, Russell, how y'all doing, brothers?
Making it, brother. Making it, hanging loose down here in the very hot state of Texas right now. I'm telling you what, it got warm today, brother. It got warm.
Oh, it did up here, too. The humidity was what killed it. It was like it was up to about 30% humidity up here. And it liked to beat me to death. It's hot.
30%.
Hey, this, you know what that means, don't you? It means the virus should be gone now.
30% humidity. That's dry here in Houston, man. Yeah. About 91 degrees with about 70% humidity.
Damn. Well, I've been in Texas. I know. How you doing, Russell?
Yep.
I mean, Virgil?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're doing okay down here. We're just setting up our perimeter for the murder hornets that have been released on us now since Corona failed.
Yep. So what do you think of that? That's one of the things we was going to talk about. And I know the scientists were baffled as how they got into the country, you know, and everything. I was like, well, duh. You know, right, exactly, Russell, exactly. You know, so, I mean, you know, they're throwing everything at us. I mean, I know you guys are going to say, you guys are just
scientists. Well, if those scientists are listening, all you have to do is go down south of the border, right around the Texas area right there, and get you a set of binoculars and set yourself up on a hill, and you'll see wetbacks coming across the border carrying nightstands and bedroom sets.
Yeah.
And carrying chickens,
yeah,
too.
That. One hung low, and Sancho carried those motherfuckers across the river.
Yep. But I tell you what, though, I mean, this week has been something else. I mean, it's like, well, CDC changed their story so many times on the numbers, but now it went from 65,000 to 35,000. I was like,
67,767. I did the math today. All right. Mm-hmm. That's over $3 billion in Medicaid funds that you and I are going to have to pay, not to mention the four stimulus packages. So you're looking at about, maybe $2 trillion when this is all over with. Mm-hmm. So say bye-bye, say goodbye to that tax cut, America. Say bye-bye, the money's got to come from somewhere.
Yep, let's see, taxes are going to be raised up high, sky high and everything. I mean, you know, but the thing is that, you know, the virus ain't working. Everybody caught on to it. But they're still forcing these ungodly laws on us, especially here in New Mexico and everything. And it's like, you know, what the hell do you guys want? I mean,
Russell.
Yeah.
I'll bet you a fifth of 8-year-old charter whiskey that they're going to come up with this tax plan and they're going to use the same bullshit they used when they passed the original income tax. Oh, well, it's only going to last 5 years. How much you want to bet? You want to take that bet?
I wouldn't, Russell. I saw a statement somewhere along that line. I saw it was like during the Bush administration, I believe. Is that what you're talking about there, Virgil? When he did that?
I'm talking about after World War.
When the income tax passed, it was supposedly just a temporary tax to pay for World War One. Well,
World War Two.
Motherfucker. Huh?
Yeah.
No, 1918 was when the income tax thing passed, I do believe. I could be wrong.
I think it was after World War Two. It was after World War Two.
Then how did it pass in 1918? If it was after World War Two.
Right. Good question, Russell.
Yeah, we got to look that up. I got to look that up.
Yeah, somebody.
That was a good question. Maybe after World War One, then extended it to World War Two.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you what, though. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, and what I'm fixing to tell you is pretty profound in a general sense. But I tell you what, everybody watching what's been going on for the last 2 months and stuff like that, it's becoming very, very easy to see which one of your friends, family, brothers, neighbors would have fought the red coats and which ones would have bowed to them. And I'm telling you what, there would have been a lot of hats hitting the floor around here because there would have been a lot of bowing going on.
Yep. Be like the North and the South all over again. You know? But
yeah,
it's a lesson learned.
What really bothered me about this whole thing is seeing some of the reaction from law enforcement. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you, I generally support you guys, you know, because the few of you I know are actually pretty good human beings and stuff like that. But don't be fooled by this bullshit and stuff like that. When police show up in full friggin' kits and riot gear and for a peaceful protest, that could be considered, that could be considered accelerating the situation and stuff like that. Because when you come drunk for war, don't be surprised if you get it, okay?
Well, here's the thing that bothers me. It's a definite provocation.
It's a definite provocation.
Here's the thing that bothers me.
Here's something you guys need to remember out there on the front lines and stuff like that. Your oath you took was to the Constitution of the state you work in and the Constitution of the United States of America. Not some fucking power-hungry judge, mayor, or governor. Your oath is to the Constitution of your state and the United States of America. And I'm telling y'all straight up, y'all going to keep pushing, wanting to friggin' enforce these illegal and constitutional edicts and stuff like that. Now, this goes straight to the preamble of the United States. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All right? You do nobody, including the President of the United States, has the authority or the power to come in there and tell you that you can't work, you've got to shut your business out, or we're going to arrest you or do away with you, or maybe we'll start acting like China. Maybe they'll just start making us disappear. I don't know, but I'm telling you, this has turned into a powder keg, and you guys need to take into consideration how provocative y'all are being. Because when you show up dressed for battle, don't be surprised if you find yourself in one.
And here's the thing with that, that bothers me a lot, too, is that y'all going around saying, oh, but we're doing it for your safety. Well, guess what? Guess who used to say that, too? The damn Nazis used to say, oh, we're doing it for your protection and your safety. Come on. The damn Nazis used that same thing.
Guys, you know, members of law enforcement, you need to think about this. That battle rattle you're wearing was provided to you by the lowest bidder. Okay? You have guys out here that went and took loans out from the bank to get top-notch body armor. Green tip ammo, armor piercing ammo on the black markets and things like this. You know, you have resources and intel that we can't even dream about. But there's a flip side to that coin. We have the same thing that you can't touch. And you have to play by our rules. We don't. You know, we hate for it to come down to that, but if it comes down between you getting in between of our constitutional rights and our way of life in our households and in our communities, and you forget where your paychecks come from, well, then your status as, you know, respect the uniform, you don't have to respect the man, but respect the uniform, that goes out of the window. You know, you are turning yourselves into an enemy combatant. And there are more of us than there are of you.
Better armed, better prepared.
Well, let's hang on here, guys. I meant no way whatsoever in that being a threat to law enforcement and stuff like that. And there ain't nobody buying any fucking ammo off the black market. You can still buy the 62 grain penetrators. They're just not green tip anymore because the ATF said, you know, green tip bullets are dangerous. So now you can't. You know, if you want the little green tips on your 62 grain penetrator, get your little bottle of fucking model paint and paint you some green tips on it if it makes you feel better.
But here's the thing, is that how much longer? I mean, you guys are waking up after, but what's it going to take to piss you off some more?
Well, but let's talk about the flip side of that equation for a second too. Now, there are some people out there that have gone, I think, way far. I don't know. You want to call it to the right, or that they're right on the verge of crossing some lines they don't need to. There's one thing, protesting and being able to defend yourself. They decide they want to do that or whatsoever. But when you go to storming into capitals and stuff like that, you are giving this whole movement a bad name. Whether you were right doing it or not, it does not make a fucking bit of difference, because everything you do shapes what the American people think. And you know the media is going to run with it and do everything humanly possible to make us look like the bad guys.
So in other words,
doing stupid shit, stop it. All right.
Don't fall for the bullshit. That's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to get you guys to do. You know,
what you have is a bunch of fucking newbies who haven't been part of this movement for years, and they become media whores. Oh, look at us. We're doing this. Oh, look at us. We're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm so special.
Yeah.
I'm so whatever. Well, you know what? Enjoy that, man. Enjoy that. Continue being stupid, and I'll tell you what you're going to do before anything comes down to it where lines are drawn as to what will and what will be. You motherfuckers will have disappeared to a black site somewhere, never to be heard of again. So keep being fucking stupid, all right? Keep being stupid. Keep ignoring the work that's been done for the last 20, 25 years by people who have thought this thing through, who knows what's going on, who knows when to push and when to step back, all right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Some of these media whores and look at me, and I'm some kind of leader. You ain't leading shit, motherfuckers. Fuckers, or whatever the case may be, you know. And I'm
right.
I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm just saying y'all need to think about the fucking things you're doing, because you're not helping the cause of constitutionalism at all. Because you're going to start a confrontation somewhere that's not going to end well, and then you're going to get the whole movement labeled, and once that happened, it's hard to undo. We've been fighting this for decades. Please have the intelligence and the smarts to pay attention to the work we've done. All right. If it was time to wave flags and kick doors in, believe me, we would be the first one there doing it. But we haven't got to that point yet. It is reaching critical mass. It is reaching critical mass now. I mean, the time's getting point to where if our government, specifically the DOJ, don't start arresting some of these people and charging them and putting them in jail, it will become obvious that there's not that there's a two-tier justice system, one for the rulers and one for us peasants. And, I mean, it's time the DOJ to shit or get off the pot. But
yeah,
in the meantime, cool your fucking jets. Cool your jets and fucking be responsible, all right?
Wait for us and others like us to give the word. When we give the word, then you move.
Well, Russell, I said this a long time ago, you know, and you said, you know, you were the one that said, oh, they weren't going to do anything. They weren't going to do anything. And then I said, well, wait till things start getting taken away from them.
Yep.
This ain't over
by
a long shot.
Ago. Nope. You said that.
This ain't. I've been saying it for months. This ain't over by a long shot. Wait until this shit here and everything opens up, and then these loan sharks – from your auto loan company, from your mortgage company, your electric company. They're all going to want their Shylocks.
Yep.
And you haven't been working for 2 months. You ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of now. And these people are going to come demanding their money, or they're going to repossess your shit.
I believe there is a
This ain't over with by a long shot. And there is no contingency plan in Congress. There is absolutely no contingency plan in Congress to stop this.
Nope.
To stop this. But they're going to give all these bailouts to businesses and this, that, and the other. They're going to give these $1,200, $2,500 stimulus to these bums that ain't never worked a day in their fucking life. But they're going to save your home. They're going to think you're going to save your home, your car, your bass boat, your four-wheeler, whatever you financed. And these people said, sure, we'll give you a furlough. We'll give you a 3-month furlough on everything. Then when they won't get 3-month furlough after all at once, after all this shit's over with, oh buddy, you're gonna see the shit then.
So people are already committing suicide, Virgil, over that. You know, in some states, because I've been watching.
You think the wildfires in California was something? Wait till you hear about the homes and cars and everything else that mysteriously gets struck by lightning and caught fire for the insurance money.
And you're going to see abandoned cars out here in places like Raleigh. You're going to see them on fire.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
They're going to be on the side of the highway burning on fire. Oh, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yep.
And then they're going to want to bail out.
Yep.
Well, you know, once again, you know, we're seeing, and I don't know why. I mean, and you really can't point the finger probing at Trump on this, because all he can do is ask. What he gets is what the Congress and the Senate gives him, all right? So a lot of this falls on the establishment politicians, both Democrat and friggin' Republican and stuff.
Yep.
Here we have trillions of dollars being given to businesses, this and that, one thing or another, you, the American people, you know what you were worth then? You know, it's kind
of
like
just the name on a piece of paper.
Okay, well, it's under control now. Can we have our rights back? And your government went, the best we can do on that is $1,200. Good luck, peasants. You know, that's all y'all are worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's pathetic, and. Okay, you say, President Trump can do is ask. Okay, that puts him in the position of weakness. Okay, he's asking. Well, if you give us this, that, the other, plus the kitchen sink, okay, we'll give you what you want. So then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he gets reelected for 2020 as long as they get what they want. Period. Period.
I'm actually seeing that now.
You know, after that, his reelection will be completely academic. We'll be under the agenda that they started with, that they wanted. The illegal immigration, the pardoning of the DACAs, this, that, and the other, and everything else, and the same-sex marriages, and abortion, and all of this. They'll have what they want. His reelection will just be completely academic. They won't care, okay, because they know head-to-head Biden doesn't have a chance against it. Biden doesn't have a snowball chance in hell again. Okay? And even this, I was watching CBS this morning, and even that dyke on the U.S. women's soccer team came out and said, yes, the allegations against Joe Biden need to be investigated. You know, whether they're true or not, they should be investigated. And that right there put the coup de grace on Joe Biden. Uh-huh. That right there, I guarantee you.
But nothing's going to be done.
I guarantee
you. They're not going to do anything to him.
So now, here we go. We got over $3 billion, close to $4 billion in medical costs for all the people that died of this so-called COVID-19. We got 4 stimulus packages. We're looking at anywhere from $3 to $5 trillion in debt. Okay, more debt. So now he's got to go to the people that write the checks. Okay? And he's got to go in a position of weakness. He's got to go in a position of weakness. They got him against the ropes. Okay? You give us what we want, we'll give you what you want. And what they want is a lot more than what he wants. And they're going to end up getting
what they want.
They're going to end up getting it.
And I'll tell you what they want, Roger, because I've been watching this very close. They want total gun control. They want it all the gun control. They want it. That's what they're dealing with right now.
Yes, you're going to see that come down the pike. You're going to see that. And he is going to be forced to sign it.
Yep.
He's going to be forced to sign it to get what he wants to get this country back on its feet. They are going to get the gun control bill. It's sitting there. It's waiting. It's smoking. It's going to come. It's going to come,
yeah,
people.
I've been keeping close eye on it. This is one of the things that's in there that they're negotiating. They got him back in the corner with and everything. But you know what? Like Russell said, this was a well-planned-out White House operation they did. They did it splendidly. I got to give it to them. You know?
Well, I mean, we've called this for years here. I've gone into depth on it. You've gone into depth on it. Virgil's gone into depth on how all this came about. I mean, just straight up from how they took over the education system and all what have you. So you've got to understand, and this is what most people don't realize, I don't think, or whatever, you know. This is not something that just popped up in the last 2 months. It's not something that popped up when Obama got elected in 2008. This is a plan that has been in action for probably
1950s.
Let's say 60 years. 60 years, mm-hmm. Plus or minus, all right? I'm sure you can find examples if you dig back further, but just out in the open for everybody to see that was paying attention, we're talking about this has been going on for 60 years, all right? What you have seen with this is a full frontal assault by the deep state and our so-called allies, Five Eyes. I've covered that stuff. They all had a hand in this Russian thing. This right here, this is the full frontal assault to crush the American people and our Constitution.
And guess
they're
what?
Doing everything humanly possible to make you dependent on the government, state, or whatever like that. And people have been scared into giving up their rights. And you see these goofy motherfuckers running around everywhere with their mask on and Look, man, I mean, even some people I know and respect in the medical field are being stupid about this. I mean, yes. Is it a virus? Yes. But it was made in China, so therefore it ain't worked like, it hasn't worked like they intended it to. It was cheap fucking junk. The same shit you get from China around the clock, okay? All right. Is it deadly to some? Yes. If you have some underlying health problems or whatever like that.
Well,
are you,
I had it back in January,
right,
Russell.
DNA, it may kill you. It may kill you. But the truth of the matter is it's a 98.4% recovery rate. There's and the numbers we've been watching, not one son of a bitch anywhere in this country has died of natural causes in the last 60 days.
Yeah,
right?
What happened to all that, man? Did it cure all that all of a sudden?
Yeah, you know, and people, I mean, it is time to stand up. It's not time to pull weapons. It's not time to start shooting, but it's time to let them know we've had enough. It's some of you hot-headed media whores out there need to put it in neutral, because you're fixing to cross into some areas that nobody's going to be able to help you, all right? Nobody's going to be able to help you.
But you want to hear a shocker? For the first time ever in New Mexico, you know, New Mexico is number one for DWIs, right, for drunk driving and stuff like that. For the first time since this started, they have not had one DWI arrest. Is that a shocker? That's because they closed out all the liquor stores.
I don't give a fuck about New Mexico.
Well, I'm just saying that on there, you know, but it's just, you know, it's basically too, it's a mind control game. Like I was saying in my post the other day, congratulations, you're now indoctrinated.
Well, what Russell is trying to say, all it's going to take is one or two motherfuckers with some bad understanding that can drag all of us over the line with them. That's all it takes.
Yep.
That's all it takes. And that goes on both sides of the coin. That goes on both sides of the issue.
Yep.
You know, with these law enforcement officers, you know. I mean, you know, do you want to go down in history being known as a neo-Nazi because you wear a badge? Don't interrupt, Joseph. You've been interrupting people. Okay, you want to go down in history as a neo-Nazi because you're able to get a paycheck now? I mean, is that what you want to be known as, or do you want to be known as somebody who protected the citizens from violations of their constitutional rights, like you swore to do? And people on the other side, do you want to go down in history as a bunch of radical terrorists, or do you want to be known as law-abiding citizens? I mean, the cut goes both ways. I mean, stupidity is not limited to right or left. Stupidity is worse than the coronavirus.
Yep.
And it just takes one act of stupidity to drag us all over that line and get us all put in a shit wreck on both sides.
Yep. That's it. And Virgil's telling the truth, I mean. You know.
Well,
I tell you, Virgil,
you know,
look.
Go
ahead, Russell.
What we have always said all along is to always be vigilant, all right? Pay attention to what's going on. Do your research. Stay informed. When the time comes, you will know it. But the flip side of that is you have to understand the whole show. You can't go off Ramboing and all this kind of shit. Oh, look at me. Look at what we started. Look what we did. Yay, 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 yay. Well, you know what? You're alienating as many patriots as you are having followers, all right? I do not condone the overthrow of our government in any way, shape, or form. Our government, as it was written and founded by our forefathers, is the absolute most perfect version for self-governance ever written in the history of the world. Now, what we have done is we have gotten so far away from that shit, you can't recognize it anymore, okay? Now, yeah, there needs to be a reset, and it does, and I don't think you're going to do it at the ballot boxes. It's going to take people rising up. But follow the example of countries that have done this and made it work. My favorite is New Zealand. They took their government back. They forced the crooked to step down. They forced the crooked bankers to step down. But it took the people working together. And when you've got half of a movement going, you guys are acting like idiots. You're splitting the movement, and you're not helping anyone, all right? We all want the same thing. We want our Constitution respected. We want our Constitution restored. We want these guilty, thieving, pedophile, sold out to the corporation son of a bitches removed. And we want the people guilty of crimes. Are you listening, William Barr? We want the people guilty of crimes prosecuted, just like you would do me, Virgil, or Joseph. Are you listening to me, you fat walrus-looking fuck?
Hey, we know they list me in, so, you know. But here's the thing, you know, with all that that went on and everything, you know, I don't think people are pissed off enough yet, Russell. I really don't. They're just kicking back. And, you know, they're yelling and everything right now. How much more stuff do you need taken away from you before you actually get out there and do it?
Well, let me tell you what these dumbasses did. And I'm sure, and this is one of those deals where they have a brainstorm to go, yeah, let's do it. All right, now, we needed to hire some people. All right? And we literally had to burn HR down, pull out dozens, every resume we gotten since the first 2 years and goes back through there. Because you know what they did? Unemployment, they gave everybody extra $600 for 2 months. So the entry-level positions on what we do and stuff like that, where we need to be able to step in and learn, and you can make a good living doing this. I'm a good example of that. But these people now are sitting there going, wait a minute, you want me to go out there and work in this heat? Wait a minute, I can sit here on my ass and play video games and make over $1,000 a week. No thanks. And these motherfuckers are turning down job offers and still drawing their unemployment. So, I mean, you tell me how that works. I thought you had a job offer.
I don't know much about
unemployment, so help me here.
You're right. I mean, I just took a young man the other day, one of my friend's sons, for a job interview. He's 16 years or 18 years old. He was happy as hell. He was like, shit, man. No, he went and got him a job. So there's jobs out there. You know. But you're right. People are getting this extra $600 added into their checks and everything and stuff, unemployment checks. And I haven't drawn unemployment in years. I mean, the only time I drew unemployment was way back in early 90s. But even that, you have to pay back, you know, some of it. But, I mean.
Well, it all comes down to this. You see, this all goes back to the Caesars and the Roman Empire. Give the people bread and a circus, and you can control them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now they've given their few little crumbs of bread, they've had their circus, and they're controlling the people. The proof of it, the face mask, just like Russell says. You don't need to mark. You don't need to mark the beast. All you got to do is walk around and see who's got these face masks on and these rubber gloves.
Well, like I said,
I haven't worn one. I've had them handed out to me left and right. I haven't worn one thing. I wore my respirator as a joke one time. You know, face mask, fuck y'all. I'm pulling out the heavy shit. You know, and it is just.
It's
springtime. You're gonna have sniffles. You're gonna have coughs. There's pollen in the air. You have people that have allergies that cause fever. Okay. You know, coronavirus, he's got the coronavirus, my God. And like Russell said, nobody has died of natural causes since this shit has come about.
Right.
Okay. And it is just hilarious. It's hilarious, but it's sickening.
The sad part is, brother, they're not realizing that they're being indoctrinated. They're being programmed.
Oh, and wait until the sports season starts. Wait until football starts when they're going to cut down all of the people that's coming to these stadiums and and sports bars and all of this shit. This shit is going to carry on, and now they're talking about canceling Mardi Gras next year. And they put that stupid bitch, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, on the International Committee for Economic Growth after the coronavirus. This bitch has made a total shambles. She's worse than Mitch Landrieu when it comes to running New Orleans. They're still trying to figure out how to tear down that monstrosity that where they had that accident. They've got dead bodies in there that they can't go get from the Hard Rock Motel disaster in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with a plan. I emailed her. I said, why don't you just put a big sign on it that says, in memory of those who fought and died for the Confederate States of America, and Al Sharpton will get the New Orleans Fire Department, they'll have that somebody's tore down before daybreak.
You know what? They could at least thrown us a bone through this. You know, government's telling these people to hide, to wear masks, to wear gloves. You're gonna die if you don't listen to us. If you don't listen to us, you're gonna die. Well, you know what? Why didn't they just throw in along with it to give some of us a break on this shit? You know, why didn't they just throw in there? And the best way to save yourself is by sucking dick. You know, and there'd be a whole lot of concepts going on.
Yeah, you're right.
or better than that, snitch on your neighbors, snitch on your family members. Call the 800 number.
Yeah, call 1-800. I'm a Nazi snitch. Report your fellow Americans.
Yes, they have coronavirus people hiding under floorboards of his house. Oh, real good. And then when we'll have another Nuremberg trial where everybody can get off with it, where they can say, I was just following the orders of the Führer.
Yeah,
it's there for your protection. We're here to serve you. You know what our governor did here the other day that pissed me off is that she was like, oh, the government is here to help you. We're here to protect you. Listen to what they tell you. I was like, oh, God.
Our governor had to put extra security on Governor John Bel Edwards because he came out and said that mayors and parish presidents cannot overrule his orders to reopen the state. They cannot overrule his orders for continuous quarantine.
Oh, yes, they can.
And they've got, I mean, It got hot and heavy down here. It got hot and heavy. They had to put extra security on it. He's got a whole detail of extra state troopers around him.
Same with our governor. One of my friends, that's a sheriff, said that the governor here, that she got so much security there, you can't even get in there. You know, because they're a while
well,
back.
Well, it's plain and simple. It's plain and simple, people. Here's the tactic that I used. Here's the tactic that I used to come up with all of my wild, outrageous, melt-the-tinfoil hat conclusions. The best way to defeat your enemy, you have to think like your enemy. How would you overthrow the present government of the United States? Okay, you wouldn't do it by military means. No way. Then you'd have to fight 63 million gun owners. You couldn't do that. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do? You destroy from within. You start at the bottom, just like, you know, you start at the bottom, just like you're building a house. You have to build a foundation. The foundation was started in 1948 when the United Nations got in full power.
Yep.
Okay. The experiment that it would work was the Korean War. Ever since then, this country has been on a path of doing everything half-ass. Half-ass with crybaby bullshit. Instead of manning up and sucking up what we, you know, what we can't do anything about, okay, we try to solve the problems of the entire world through the United Nations. We've been their ATM, we've been their police force, and we've been all in all out there just their bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the downfall and the decay of America right there.
Well, to get back kind of towards the topic here, and we've been telling you this is coming, and the part where it'll be time to rise up and take a stand and say absolutely not, no more, is not far off, because I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to make a prediction, okay? Fauci, whatever that little leftist cocksucker is on TV every day. But he wants the certificate of vaccination, all right? Here's the big thing. The big thing is vaccination. Now, we know vaccinations don't work. Flu vaccinations don't work. You can go get your shot, still get the flu. It's fucking bullshit. It's a way of poisoning people, which is Bill Gates is all about. So Fauci wants a certificate of vaccination, and Bill Gates wants a vaccine tracking system, all right? Now, this is saying Bill Gates that, one, went to Epstein's pedophile island 17 times. He's also the guy who's come out and publicly advocated for depopulation, and has stated, and it can be looked up, and you can verify this. I've done it, and he has stated that we could reduce the world population by 10 to 15%. Okay, now you think about that: 10 to 15%. 10% would be.
He's almost doing it.
Let me finish. 10% would be 50 million people. I'm sorry, 600 million people, 15% would be almost a billion people, okay, through vaccines, all right? So this is it. This is your mark of the beast coming up here. I'm telling you, at the end of the year, shortly thereafter, we have the miracle vaccination. Well, you don't have to get the vaccination, but if you don't, you can't go to work, you can't go to the store. You can't buy, you can't sell, you can't trade, if you do not take it. In this is the prophesied mark of the beast. So help me. I am serious with a heart attack. And you're going to see this attempted, if not at the end of the year, at the first quarter of 2021, they're going to come up with a miracle vaccination. And to keep you safe, you will have to be vaccinated and be tracked. So, you know, I mean, they're already going on and on about this. Well, you know, I mean, it's more than getting the virus. We need to go in and track these people who got the virus and see who every person was they talked to in this 3-week period and stuff like this. I'm talking about they have gone straight up friggin' Gestapo with this shit. And I'm
telling you, by the first quarter
of next year, you're going to see an attempt to put the mark of the beast on the American people.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Control it.
Well, look at the Hoover planes or whatever they call it. It's got these heat rays, you know, that can detect fevers and stuff in you. You know, they're going to start using that now.
Guess what? It's all a repeat, Joseph. Just like during the Vietnam War. All right, Hughes Aircraft Corporation, they were losing Huey helicopters in Vietnam left and right. They wanted to keep on building them, so they kept the war going. You're going to look at Grumman, Hughes Aircraft Corporation, Boeing. They're all going to come out with these sophisticated drones. You're going to see this fucking shit like on the Terminator, the HKs, the Hunter Killers.
Yeah,
they're going to have jet engines on these motherfuckers. They're going to have jet engines on these motherfuckers, little red eyes, and they're going to be spying. They're going to be looking through your fucking bedroom window.
Yep.
Well, you know, and here you go. This lockdown, this, whatever you want to call it, shelter in place, might as well call it a lockdown, because you are definitely witnessing soft tyranny, because they have probably 60%, 65% of America under house arrest right now. They can't go to work. They can't open their businesses. So I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to last until the U.S. economy is sunk. The businesses cannot recover. Sick, broke, independent is what they want us to be. Sick, broke, dependent on them. Remember, vultures always wait until the victims are too weak to fight. All right?
Yep. And honestly, I haven't been on lockdown.
That's as simply as I can put it. So why don't we just wake the fuck up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Russell's exactly right. And when that siren goes off like you hear on The Purge, it's not going to be for everybody to go out and break the law and purge. You hear that siren go off in your hometown, that means your curfew is about to kick in. You need to get your fucking ass in the house and get off the streets. You know, then when the siren rings in the morning, then you can come out and you can go to the grocery store and present your little vaccination card and get your few loaves of bread. Oh, yeah, there's going to be food rationing. There's going to be food rationing going on, you know, with all of these places shutting down and everything else.
They're doing it already.
Because like I said, you know, these dairy farmers, these plants and all of that, they all thrive on what's called these payroll loans. They get a loan from the bank to make their payroll, and then they pay it back, and it goes back and forth, okay? When they can't make that payroll loan, guess what? Here comes Mr. Bankruptcy, okay? That's what they're going to love. And the corporations are going to take over the dairy farms and the meat packing plants, the major corporations. And I'm not talking about other corporations like Tyson or whatever. I'm talking about GM. I'm talking about Ford. I'm talking about IBM, ATT, all of these, Nabisco, W.R. Grace, you know, they're going to take over these plants, and then they're going to have a monopoly on it, and then the government is going to squeeze them a little bit of extra Shylocks to say, okay, create these shortages so we can create limits on what people can buy, and we'll have better control over the government. Okay.
Yep.
And then before that, to get all of this done, to give the pretend stimulus package to bring these plants back to life, which is not going to be enough because they never include the interest rate in this shit. Okay. They're going to just pay to become more in debt than what they are right now. So then, here we go. Okay, we'll give you some extra money. But here, we want this gun control bill passed. We want to do like Canada. We want to ban all 1,500 military-type assault weapons in this country. You know, we want people to surrender them, or we're going to start putting them in prison. And
right.
It's going to be between a rock and a hard place, and somebody's going to have to put their signature on that,
well,
whether it's Trump
that,
or the president after him.
Speaking of that, Roger, why do you think they're emptying these prisons now? To make room for us? Am I right?
Well, they're emptying the prisons right now so they can try to get extra mail-in ballots is what they're trying to do.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you have to think like these people. You got to think like these people. You have to come down and you have to get into a demented mental state, and you have to ask yourself, well, if I wanted to fuck this up, what would I do?
Right.
And
right.
when you come up with that perfect idea, bam. Bam, it's in the newspapers, radio, and on the TV within a month.
Yep. Nope. I want to do a shout-out to Audrey Trujillo. I don't know if you guys remember her. We had her on the show a couple of times, but she's listening in, and she agrees with you 100% Russell both. And she's running for district over here in New Mexico and everything. So Audrey, I'm doing a shout-out for you. But she agrees, you know. But it's just, I mean...
Joseph Russell, think about this. If they want mail-in ballots, okay, let's give them the mail-in ballots. Okay, let's mail in the ballots, but when you mail in that ballot, you have to give a full right-hand print of your palm and your thumb and your fingerprints on that ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and once it is confirmed that there are no more than one ballot per person in the electoral, okay, then that vote is counted. But no,
there you go. That's a good idea.
That's racist. That's racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's racist.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because I guarantee you. They are going to come out and say, well, a person can tell the difference between a black person's handprint and fingerprints from a white person's. I guarantee you they will come up with that bullshit to knock it out the box.
Yeah,
I guarantee you.
Yeah. Well, hey, this virus is racist. I mean, they said that already, you know. Yep, I have to agree with you.
Oh, yes. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has put a task force together to figure out why the Corona 19 virus specifically picked minorities in the state of Louisiana. Where does the majority of minorities in Louisiana live? They live in fucking New Orleans. You let Mardi Gras take place. You let these people come from all over the fucking world and infect every fucking body.
Besides
Mardi
Gras.
God. But But I guarantee you that President Trump's going to get a piece of paper on his desk requesting emergency funds for this task force. He's going to get about $5 million for that. I guarantee
you. I don't know. Yeah, I'm surprised our governor hasn't thought of that yet. You know, she's a dumbass anyway. But you know, that cracked me up. You're right. You know, and the thing is that, oh God, I mean, with mail-in ballots, you know, we all know what it's for. It's for fraud. You know, but I like the idea of have everybody's thumbprint or handprint on. I'd go for that.
Hey, did the governor of New Mexico really shut down all traffic in and out? I mean, like roadblock quarantine?
Yep,
was
there
that
Gallup at
New Mexico?
Yep, right there at Gallup at the reservation. The mayor, which is a Democrat there, called for she had to do the riot act in order to do this. So she shut the entire reservation there down. And the people there, they don't have any running water. So they're not able to get help. They're not able to get to and Audrey, who I just mentioned, her and Carol Dean's been out there doing what they can. It is true.
That is true. Because all commercial truck traffic has been directed at the state lines to what's called ports of entry. And the truckers have to get a permit now. If they're going like to Albuquerque's and offload to a Costco or whatever, Walmart or whatever, they have to get a permit to get past the roadblocks to get there and offload their cargo.
Oh, check this
or
out.
they have to get a nonstop permit to go all the way through the state
Russell.
Of New Mexico.
And check this out. She also shut down, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Audrey, because I know you're listening. She shut down Walmart over there. Is that right?
I have no idea.
Yep. People there at the reservation, they have a curfew too. And my friend Karen Bodini, she lives out there, and she has to be in at a certain time and everything. But, you know, the thing is that this is how bad it's getting up here. Even the reservation there does let it. Same thing to have a curfew over here. They haven't totally shut it down yet, but I feel that one coming. I got a feeling that they're going to shut it down. But, yeah, she had to use the riot act to do that. Pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah. All right. Well, gentlemen, I got work tomorrow, so I'm going to have to leave.
Well, we are past that time, and also I'm going to make an announcement. We're going to have Michael Bogus on the show and Johnny Garcia, who is running against Governor Kemp up in Atlanta, Georgia. I know Virgil's heard of him. We're going to have Michael Bogus on, and he's also running for District 16 up there in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to have them on the show Thursday night. So you guys get ready for that, and we're gonna have a blast. And Michael's actually militia. That's how I know him. He's in with the militias and everything, and he's running for District 16 there in Atlanta. He's a good guy, and everything. So we're gonna have him on the show, and stuff. But be back here tomorrow night, you guys. We'll see what happens within the next 24 hours. You know, maybe they'll release something else besides the Hornets. Honest, this doesn't work, you know.
All right.
But anyway, you guys,
keep your head on the swivel, and remember, only you can prevent communism.
Amen.
Amen. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
And if you're going to Costco again, give me a heads up, Russell. I'll send a camera crew with you this time.
Yeah, please. I'm still looking. I'm getting a shout out for the video, so nothing's come up yet. But we know somebody somewhere after has got a video of you, Russell.
tell them you'll trade them some nudes of Hurricane Ann for the video.
Oh, he done hung up. But anyway, we'll see y'all tomorrow night. So y'all be careful. And like we said, use your common sense. Don't go out there and, you know, cause the whiplash on all of us. Just use your common sense. And wait, we'll give the word. People like us, we'll give the word when the time's right. Anything you want to say, Virgil, before we sign off?
Just be prepared. This is just tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. And it's never enough for them. They're gonna pull something worse, and they're gonna try to provoke you. And it's going to get really, really rough, over the summer. You know, the heat's gonna be down, and it's going to be aggravating, and people are going to start getting their personal items repossessed and foreclosed on, you know. So the only thing I can say is just praise the Lord, but pass the ammunition.
Right. All right, brother. Just contact me if you need anything and stuff. So. We might have Audrey come on the show. She's been listening in. I know you got to remember her. We had her on last year. She ran the show for us a couple of times and stuff. So, but anyway,
okay.
We'll be back here tomorrow night. You guys be careful out there. Watch your backs and watch your six. Good night, everybody.
That's right. Good night.